Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt es Erwin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. So we have a courtyard, Shenifritza, that is breached, it's open. No, when we want to say that someone dresses modestly, we use the term sneas. We want to say the opposite of modesty. What do we? Which word do we use? Pritzis. Pritzis means broken open. We've discussed this earlier. Sometimes in the stories, we used to refer to the evil landowners, the squires, as the pirates. Like, he did whatever he wanted. You know, no one can get in his way. Everything was open for him. He just broke right through. Melech pirates gather. The halach is that a king is permitted to break open a gate and to come through. So nifritza means a breach. Chatzi, you have a courtyard, she nifritza l'rishus ha'rabim. It's open to the rishus ha'rabim. Mishtei rechisel on two sides. Now, says the Matanura, this doesn't mean that two of the walls caved in. It means that it's breached at the corner. You're listening to this shir. I'm sure you're in a room. Look to the corner of the room. So you see where the two walls come together at the corner. So imagine that was a gate. And imagine that part of both walls, right? You have two walls coming together at the corner. Part of both walls are broken. So if I'm walking diagonally out of the room, I can walk right out through the corner. That's what the Mishnah means, that it's a chatzur shenifritza l'shusarav mishtei rechisel. It's the corner, but the corner means that part of two walls are missing. V'chein, the same would be true for bayis, a house, shenifratz mishtei rechisel. That is also open at the corner, so part of two walls are missing. Zok the Mishnah Leiter, v'chein mavui. The same halacha would also apply to an alleyway. Shenitlu kairaisav. In order to be able to carry in the alleyway, you have to have either a kaira, a beam that goes across at the beginning of the alleyway from side to side, or lechayav, or you need the side posts. Well, the beam or the side posts were taken. So the din is as follows. If when Shabbos started out, the two corners met each other, and I had my kaira or I had my lechi, in the middle of Shabbos, I don't know, your two brothers were fighting, and one went chasing the other one, and one of them went crashing through the corner, and now you have this opening in the corner. Or somehow the kaira came crashing down, or the lechi came crashing down, or someone took it. But at the beginning of Shabbos, it was there. So the din is mutarin b'yaisa Shabbos. Throughout the rest of the Shabbos, it's still mutar. If it started out as a good mechitza at the beginning of Shabbos, it's considered a good mechitza for the rest of Shabbos. It's just that v'yasur in liyasid lavai. It's asur in the future, meaning the next Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, azay halt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi says, what do you mean? In mutarin liyaisa Shabbos, if it would be mutar for this entire Shabbos, so mutur and liyasid lavai. So it would be mutter for next Shabbos as well. Then mesur and liyasid lavai. If you're telling me yourself, if you're admitting that next Shabbos is not good, that's because the mechitza is no longer a mechitza. So asur and liyasid Shabbos. So it's also for that Shabbos as well. What does it help me that at the beginning of Shabbos I had a good mechitza? Right now there's no good mechitza. The halach is like Rabbi Yaisi. And we do not say that because it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it should be mutter the rest of Shabbos. When do we say that? That if it's good at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good for the rest of Shabbos? We say that by an Erev. Let's say I had two courtyards that were side by side, and there was an opening between the two courtyards, and they made an Erev Chatzeres all together, which you can do if there's an opening. And somehow that opening got closed on Shabbos. So we say they could still carry. The Erev Chatzeres is still valid. There's no breach in the Mechitzas over here. There's only a shaila mitzad, the halach of Erev, you can't combine to if there's a mechitza in the middle. So fine, as far as Hilchas Erev is concerned, we say if it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good the rest of Shabbos. But, says Rabbi Yaisi, if the mechitza is breached at the corner, and you can't call it a Pesach, because no one makes a doorway by the corner, so over there it doesn't help that it was good at the beginning of Shabbos. The fact is, I have no mechitzas. One more thing. Sometimes we say a rule, pi tikra yared v'saisim, and that means that the edge of a roof is extended downwards, and that's considered a mechitza. But over here where the house is breached at the corner, it won't help, because we're talking about a case where the ceiling also crumbled and fell in at the corner. So you don't have the pi tikra yared v'saisim. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our mission. We have a chatzar, or we have a house, and there's a breach in the corner. So part of two walls are supposed to meet each other are missing. Even if it's less than 10 amos, even if it's 10 amis or less. Where if this would be plain on the side, it may be considered a Pesach, not over here. No one makes a doorway in the corner. And therefore, that mechitza is no longer a good mechitza. But we have an interesting halacha. If it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, or for that matter, if you have a mavi that had the kaira or the lechi before Shabbos, even though, boom, the corner bursts open in the middle of Shabbos, or the lechi or the kaira was taken away in the middle of Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's good for that Shabbos. Not good for the next Shabbos, but it's good for that Shabbos. And Rabbi Isi says that the same reason it's not good for next Shabbos is why it wouldn't be good for this Shabbos. The only time we say that once Shabbos starts beheter, it stays mutter for the rest of Shabbos, that's in regard to the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeres, but not in regard to a breach or a breakdown in the mechitza.